Something that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday caught our eye. Normally, the court's decisions on whether or not to hear cases are straightforward. But yesterday, Chief Justice John Roberts offered a different style of comment. It is a literary dissent. He disagreed with the court's decision not to take on a case about a drug bust in Philadelphia. So now a little NPR noir. Legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reads the work of Chief Justice Roberts.
North Philly, May 4th, 2001. Officer Sean Devlin, Narcotics Strike Force, was working the morning shift undercover surveillance. The neighborhood, tough as a $3 steak. Devlin knew. 5 years on the beat, 9 months with the strike force. Devlin spotted him, a lone man on the corner. Another approached, quick exchange of words, cash handed over, small objects handed back. Each man then quickly on his way. Devlin knew the guy wasn't buying bus tokens. He radioed a description, and Officer Stein picked up the buyer. Sure enough, 3 bags of crack in the guy's pocket. Head downtown and book him. Just another day at the office.
A hard-boiled dissent from Chief Justice John Roberts. He concluded in more precise legalese, but despite his dissent, the majority let the lower court ruling stand. It found the transaction you just heard about was insufficient to justify the arrest. Since the police officer did not actually see the drugs, there was no tip from an informant, and the suspect did not attempt to flee.